Radio.
I hear a voice say, don't be so blind.
The Rock Report, The Rock Report with the Mighty Favaz on KC 95.
It is indeed time for the KC 95 Mortgage Store Rock Report for Tuesday, July 26th, 2005. And today, brought to you in part by Sterling Jewelers. Queen fans in New York and L.A. are the chosen few who will get to see Brian May and Roger Taylor perform with former Free and Bad Company frontman Paul Rogers. After performing in Aruba in early October, they'll take the tour to East Rutherford, New Jersey, just across the river from New York, on October 16th, followed by the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. on October 22nd. These will be Queen's first U.S. shows in 23 years, which they will follow up with a tour of Japan in late October and early November. Tickets for the Jersey show go on sale Saturday. Tickets for the L.A. show follow on Sunday, both through Ticketmaster. And I hear that they will tour North America in 2006, so that's good. Here's Paul Rogers on the song selection that he and Queen have to choose from. Once again, as it clicks for me, here is Paul Rogers.
Well, they want to do more, and we probably will. You know, I think we have an embarrassment of riches in terms of the material we can do, because...
And that is Paul Rogers of, I guess you could say, Queen now, although it's billed as Queen and Paul Rogers. The long-awaited Pink Floyd DVD of the band's 95 concert video, Pulse, may not be out later this year as was hoped, as work continues to be done to it. Meanwhile, the surround sound version of Wish You Were Here is nearing completion and should be out at the end of the year. Today is Mick Jagger's 62nd birthday, and the Rolling Stones frontman talks about his habit of inspecting theaters in which the band plays, sometimes to the point of checking out concession stands where T-shirts will be sold. Here is Mick Jagger.
You know, I don't really think of it as business. It's just, it's your name on it. And if it looks a mess, the stage from the front, you know, if I don't go out front and sometimes look at the stage.
That is Mick Jagger. Happy birthday, Mick. 62 today, and we have the brand new Rolling Stones song. And the CD is a few weeks away from being released. Still no St. Louis date anytime yet. Hope that changes. This is called Rough Justice. And boy, does this sound like old Stones to me, and I'm kind of glad they took this direction. We'll see about the whole record, but at least for this song. Rough Justice, brand new Rolling Stones now. KC, Real Rock Radio. Rock Radio, KC 95 and the Rolling Stones, and hopefully you, at the top of the hour, you heard me play the new Stones track called Rough Justice. And who the hell is calling at this inopportune time? I don't know. Rough Justice, the new Stones tune in, and boy, it's a good one. Like it a lot. It's Favaz and Boozy, our marketing director, is in here with me, sniffling.
What's that? Yeah, a little bit. Just allergies.
So we had a great time at the KC 95 Days of Summer Miller Light Lake Party over the weekend down at the Lake of the Ozarks. We stayed at Tantara. And, boy, some wacky, crazy things happened while we were down there. Carl, will you please get that? Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I guess the first one of which, first of all, we had a great time. Hundreds of boats were there. We were the centerpiece.
Definitely.
We had the Miller Lite girls. We had the Missouri bikini team. So we had the party. We had stuff to give away. We had Frisbees and T-shirts and something. And then all of a sudden, a boat sank.
That was definitely a surreal moment to turn around and see foot of the nose of a boat to just be sticking out of the water like that.
I couldn't believe it.
Happened really quick, too. It was good that we had people around us that were, you know, being the responsible, experienced boaters, all the guys driving the boats and stuff like that that knew exactly what to do, got it untied, identified that, hey, that boat's in trouble, everybody off, you know. Got the boats moved, and the, you know, anybody who's been down there knows that Water Patrol is obviously in full force out there in Party Cove, and had it all handled, and
the guy knew he was taking on water, and he was like,
that's what we've heard. He knew he had some kind of problem, but didn't think it was too bad,
so,
apparently.
We will have a picture of that, and I forgot to bring my camera in. I'll have it on Thursday, but I took a great digital photo of the nose of the boat sticking up with a bunch of crap floating around it. And our caption is going to be, it's not a KC95 Miller Lite Lake Party till somebody's boat sinks, right? Is
that? I thought it was come see what's going down at Party Cove.
Well,
but
so anyway, that was fun. And then quickly, tell everybody what happened to you, because this story did not make it on the air yet.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, it was turned out to be no big deal. Everything was fine, but in the 5 seconds that it all happened was pretty quick, was and crazy, was when we were on our way back from the bar remote that Saturday night,
Bayou Bills,
which was great, and we were coming back on the houseboat that we had rented for the weekend with our captain piloting this thing. Yeah. Of course, none of us, you know.
A 46-footer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 2 a.m., middle of the channel, all the lights on our boat on, and I'm half asleep on the front enjoying the relaxing ride and kind of hear the captain comment about someone not making up their mind possibly in the water. I'm like, that doesn't sound good. And I sat up and see a boat about 50 feet from the front of us on plane, just coming. And the guy never made up his mind. And next thing you know, screaming, waving arms, and just bam, right off the front of the boat. And he luckily turned right at the last minute enough to hit the point of our boat with the side of his bow and skipped right off, and nobody was hurt, and, you know, Water Patrol came and
did not breathalyze.
Did not. You know, I think they honestly believed the guy who said that he was driving for his buddy. You know, he was trying to be responsible. He was driving for his buddy who wasn't in shape to drive, but unfortunately, it was the first time he drove that boat, had been in it 10 minutes, and, you know, wasn't being too careful out there.
I was on the bus with the Miller Lite girls. That's how I decided to go home.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
Salute me for that. Thank you very much.
And the main thing was that everybody was okay in both instances, and, you know, everything was fine.
Yeah, and other than that, you know, the lake party went great. All the apparently modern day Zero kicked ass at Bayou Bills.
They were
awesome that night. Yep. Yeah. And then Friday night we were at Backwater Jack's and we did a big thing out there. So the whole thing went off without a hitch. And of course, our good friends at KRMS down there, Classic Rock 93.5, could not have been better. They let us simulcast on their airwaves, so everybody at the lake could hear Casey pretty much all day Saturday. All right, is that it?
No, I'm just gonna go try to rest. I've still got my sea legs, man.
I can't get sick at all.
Well,
or I didn't feel that motion stuff.
Yeah, just every once in a while, I'm just like, whoa! No. Like the console in here is moving.
I survived. All right. So before 6 o'clock today, I'll give away tickets, or actually, I'm sorry, prize packs for Rusty's Last Call, and we'll have Rusty Wallace with us Thursday at the Fairview Heights Hooters. Big, big deal. We'll tell you about it. We'll have prize packs to give away. And while we were gone, we announced the Casey Birthday Party starring the Allman Brothers Friday,
That's
September
right.
16th. Tickets are only $19.50, all tickets for the first week, which is amazing. The show will be recorded that night, and you'll be able to buy a CD copy as you leave, and I have fourth row today.
Duty.
5 o'clock hour. All right, stick around.
Casey Concert Calendar. Wednesday, July 27th.